Can start by getting as comfortable as possible. Sometimes connecting to a device, it can take a little creativity or a little adjustment to be able to lie down or have enough support and space, but it can be worthwhile. If you hadn't thought of lying down and you'd like to try that, maybe you have some space nearby on a bed or a sofa. Or maybe you have a blanket or yoga mat you could put on the floor. But your feeling for what position will feel supportive, grounding, like a bird in a nest, like a cat in the sunshine. Like a child on the earth. And we can give a few chances for the body to give us feedback if we're in a good position. A little bit like putting bread in the oven and does it rise? Does it bake well? Not feeling stuck in the first position you try out. And sometimes the most quieting and connecting position might be movement. So in case you're walking or you feel like actually moving rather than being still, feel free. But for most people, lying down is a really good way of coming to the simplicity of now, the simplicity of an out-breath just now. And if we can make an agreement from the very beginning that we're not here to try to be someone else, but just to be in touch with our simple life in our own experience, in our own ways, to open up to ourselves. To find out what's here. And not only what's most noticeable here, especially if there's some stress or distress, to feel that, but not only to feel that, to also feel the ground and the breath. Some space. So just allowing the body to be heavy as it is, and light. So there's gravity and levity going on. Coolness and warmth going on. And maybe for a while, just to arrive, it could be helpful to feel the places of contact with the ground and perhaps the movements of breathing in case you feel those movements in the places of contact with the ground. Allowed to be yourself and the body heavy as a bag of wet sand on the sand. And if we could have the feeling of kind of opening that bag of wet sand. So the body starts to very gradually kind of pour out, spread out. Like sand on sand. Letting ideas of what you think you're supposed to do, ideas of what you think you are, or what you think should be happening, letting those ideas maybe fall out as if falling out with the out-breath each time. The body more one with the ground. The breath gently washing through the body. Our breath washing through the body as if just gently in a rocking kind of rhythm, allowing all those extra ideas and urgencies to fall away. And what's left in the simplicity of just now, if we let all the lists and past just fall away for a while. The dawning of just now. If you feel like just noticing in your whole field of body sensations, how is it? Is there somewhere in your body that would be easier to stay with more continuity? Just a thread of staying is enough. If you're not sure where, then probably lower down in the body is better. The lower body, lower back or lower belly or feet. Just in a friendly way, letting yourself be welcome somewhere in your body, if possible. Or just riding the breath, or staying in the places of contact with the ground. If it's a moment of more distress for you, just briefly feeling how that is in your body, knowing that we've all felt that at some time. That same kind of tension, whether it's heaviness or lightness, lack of breath, contraction somewhere in the abdomen perhaps, or in the shoulders, wherever it may be, hot or cold. And then maybe coming into your feet or lower body, lower back or back. And just allowing an out breath to be a bit longer, as if you're breathing out down into your legs. We've all been there. It's not something that you specially invented, made up, or something specially wrong with you. It's part of our humanness. And it's also not all that's happening. So even when there's a cloud or storm of thinking or emotion, energy or urgency, there's that cloud which can be felt in our body, noticed in our mind, and there's also the contact with the ground. The skin in the soles of your feet. And the company of millions of humans and also probably other animals. It's not your fault. It's just something that happens. So if there's somewhere in your body that's possible to stay and just receive the sensations as they stream through, now by now, moment by moment. Just allowing yourself to be like a window of transparent attention, sensitivity, receiving and receiving warmth and coolness, heaviness, lightness, and so on. In your belly, your feet, or wherever is good for you. Simple, but not easy for most of us. Like a game, as if we're trying to learn how to balance on a big ball. Falling off is part of the game and part of our learning. And meanwhile, here we are, the lower belly already feels itself, even when I'm distracted. resting back and getting out of the way to let the lower belly or where you feel good to connect. Letting that feel itself, letting in that place, receiving of sensations happen. The more playfully, the better. So resting into the ground and resting back out of the way, letting our bodies be heavy. And letting somewhere in our bodies feel itself. And enjoy feeling relieved that there's this simplicity. There's this not much to do. And sometimes you may notice you're feeling you're getting disconnected from trying too hard. And that can be so interesting just to feel how trying too hard feels in your body for a few moments and then relaxing again, feeling the contact with the ground, kind of starting over. And maybe feeling the breath in the places of contact with the ground. Heavy as a bag of wet sand on sand. And gently untying the bag, letting the body sink and spread out a bit. Heaviness and openness in our bodies. Even though there may be so much thinking and agitation in the heart and mind, there's also just the simple sensations being felt. So we don't need to erase thought. We don't need to erase worry. We don't have to get rid of that, but we can notice that that's not all that's happening. There's also contact with ground. There's also somewhere in your body that you can feel texture, you can feel skin, you can feel warmth. You don't have to make it up. It's already there. the body heavy and light. And here and now only. Letting these sensations kind of wash up on the shore of now, wash up into your receiving. In the instant, here and gone. So alive and so simple, so ordinary, so mysterious. Not what we think they are, these sensations, just receiving and allowing it to be simple and mysterious beyond imagination. And nothing special. But perhaps some kind of flavor of enoughness can come across as well. Nothing special and also enough. Just sipping now and here. Sipping these sensations with all their aliveness. They're here and gone, slipperiness. Perhaps allowing the most delicious out-breath that you can give yourself just now, if you wish. And if you wish, feeling if somewhere, maybe especially by connecting lower down in the body, you have some sense of enoughness or good enoughness, good enough. Or allowing to float into your mind a memory of experiencing a sense of enoughness or good enough. And breathing that in or feeling that sensation, that texture, letting your cells drink that. Is it smooth or dense or heavy or light, cool or warm, full or expansive? Silky, honey, fluid, still. The feeling of enoughness now, or a memory of enoughness or good enough. When you just kind of shook off perfectionism and pressure. And even though there are difficulties in life, something that's good or good enough or enough, and how it feels to attune to that enoughness. May there be peace everywhere. May our lives be dedicated to what is important and joyful towards fulfillment and awakening for all, including ourselves. And as usual, I'd like to offer something you could play with in this next day. And one would be to just give yourself a delicious breath sometime today. Another would be, if you can, be outside somewhere or open the window or in some way have some fresh air and listen for a 1 minute. And of course, if possible, tuning into a sense of enoughness, even though there's all that going on, and there's all that going on, and there's all that going on, and there's all that going on. Enoughness, or goodness, or good enoughness. Thank you so much. Take care. Take care. Take care.